Thanks so much for joining us for day number three and the final day here in KFFB's Open Mic. And thank you so much, Senator Cotton, for taking time and talking with us and updating us on what's going on in the field in D.C. Because sometimes here at home, we can only filter through the news media that gives us the bits of information. But you're seeing a transfer of power. And this is something that's great about the Republic, whether it's a Democrat taking power or Republican. It is a great time because it's kind of an enthusiasm of seeing some new faces and some change. What is your take on this whole thing? Give us a little feel from your perspective and what you see on next week on Inauguration Day.
Well, we're now just days away from the 58th inauguration, and that's a very special moment in our democracy. Going back to 1796, we've had a peaceful transfer of power from one outgoing president to the next incoming president. A lot of countries around the world to this day don't have that. A lot of peoples throughout the history of our race have never enjoyed that kind of peaceful transfer of power from one man to the next, from one party to the next. I think it's something that we need to celebrate and honor and remember just how fortunate we are to live in America where we can settle our differences with civility and with elections as opposed to settle them with violence and with guns, as happens too often around the world.
When you look at this transfer of power, what's so amazing is you see all the government agencies come together. You're seeing all the Senate and the House and our entire political system takes time to usher in the new presidency, the new administration, and maybe even the new goals. And do you think this is kind of almost a hollow time for American politics?
It really is remarkable, you know, when we have this huge military, the most powerful military in the history of the world. We have secret intelligence services like the CIA and the National Security Agency. We have law enforcement agencies like the FBI, to say nothing of the domestic agencies that don't have law enforcement or intelligence or military responsibilities. And today they are fully loyal to Barack Obama, the democratically elected president of the United States. And at noon on January 20th, they will instantly and immediately become fully loyal to Donald Trump when he takes that oath of office. Too often, you just don't see that all around the world. And I'm grateful for the country and the traditions that our founding fathers and all those since then have bequeathed to us. We ought to honor that and cherish it.
It's going to be a great day for all. Well, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you very much.